Yes, merci la vous aussi.
We thank the Lord. What love that Jesus would die for us.
我想请弟兄姊妹大家，我们看，两处圣经，头一处是约翰一书三章，我们从16节到18节。
So we want to look at two passages. The first from 1 John chapter 3 verses 16 through 18.
约翰一书三章16节。 主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱。我们也当为弟兄舍命，17节。凡有世上财物的，看见弟兄穷乏，就发出怜悯的心、爱神的心，怎能存在他心里面呢？18节。小子们呐，我们相爱，不只要在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth.
我们再看第四章7节到21节，然后我们看约翰一书，First John chapter 4 verses 7 through 21。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。 凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神。没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。亲爱的弟兄们。 神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心也在我们里面得以完全了。神将他的灵赐给我们，从此就知道我们是住在他里面，他也住在我们里面。父差子做世人的救主，这是我们所看见。 且做见证的，凡认识、凡认耶稣为神儿子的神就住在他里面，他也住在神里面。神爱我们的心，我们也知道也信，神就是爱。住在爱里面的，就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。这样爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧。 因为他如何，我们在这世上也如何。爱里没有惧怕，爱即完全，就把惧怕除去。因为惧怕里含着刑罚，惧怕的人在爱里未得完全。我们爱，因为神先爱我们。人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎了。不爱他所看见的弟兄。 就不能爱没有看见的神，为了他们神，爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。Beloved,
let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love God does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us. That God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him. And he in us, because he has given us of his spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also.
弟兄姊妹，大家低头，我们有一点祷告。
Let us bow our heads for a prayer.
亲爱的主，我们实在感谢你，在你的话里面告诉我们，你的爱是何等的广阔高深。Oh
Lord, we thank you that in your words, we know that your love is so wide and deep and high and tall.
是你的爱在寻找我们，是你的爱拯救我们，是你爱我们的缘故差遣你独生的儿子。 做了我们的挽回祭，我们感谢你。Oh
Lord, it is because of your love that you sent your Son as a propitiation for our sins. We thank you.
主啊，你实在是恩待我们，我们向你敬拜。Lord,
you have mercy on us, and we worship you.
我们也将以下的时间交在你的手中，求啊，你和我们同在。Oh
Lord, we give the following time into your hands. Please be with us.
主啊，借着你曾经说过的话，今天再一次说在我们里面，叫我们能够彼此相爱。Oh
Lord, what you have spoken before, please speak to us again, that we may love one another.
But
this is the command you gave us.
主啊，叫我们有个顺服的心来遵循你的命令，能够跟弟兄彼此相爱的心。
That we may be obedient, Lord, to your command, and that we may have love for one another.
主啊，求主你再次对我们说话。Oh
Lord, please speak to us again.
祷告奉主耶稣的名求。We
pray this in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们知道最近我们都在讲神的爱。So
we know that we have been speaking recently on the love of God.
我们知道我们的弟兄他们每一个方面或者每一个角度来讲我们神的大爱。
So from different perspectives, our brothers have shared on the great love of God.
我们的旧约是希伯来文写的，新约是希腊文写的。
We know that the Old Testament is written in Hebrew, and the New Testament is written in Greek.
希腊文里面讲到爱的时候有两个字。
We know that in Greek, when it speaks about love, there are two words.
一个讲到就是神用在神的大爱里面，神舍己的爱，十字架的爱。
One is describing the love of God, His great love, the love that He died on the cross.
但另外一个爱，就是用在我们人里面，是我们情感的爱，就是我们有情感的爱。
And the other word is used for human love and our emotional love.
我们知道这两个爱是不同的。
We know that these two words are different.
但是刚才我们所读的就是从约翰福音，约翰一书从4章第7节到21节，总共是15节的圣经。
So we read from 1 John 4, chapter, verses 7 through 21, altogether 15 verses.
在这15节里面提27次提到爱。
So in these 15 verses, there were 21 times that love was mentioned.
这里的爱就是神的大爱那一个字。
And that love is the word used for the God's love.
这就是我们主耶稣，应该在马太福音里面，他给我们说，我给你一个新的命令，就是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也怎样彼此相爱。
So this is what the Lord said to us in the Gospel of Matthew, is how I want you to love others just as I have loved you.
这叫我们彼此相爱，是要不是我们人的情感的爱，要他的命令，要我们神的大爱。
So that love is not a human emotional love that we love one another, but it's using the love of God to love one another.
我们知道人的爱跟神的爱是完全不同的。
But we know human love is totally different than God's love.
就像神叫我们人的时候, 亚当的救掉生命, 跟神那个, 永恒的生命, 胜过死亡的生命, 那个复活的生命是完全不同的。
So that old Adamic love is the life is totally different than the God's resurrected life.
当神叫亚当的时候,
and when God created Adam,
因为他亚当会动, 他会也有情感, 他会做事。
But because Adam is he's emotional, he can move and he can work.
因为他在亚当叫亚当的时候，亚当那时候活的，所以活的他就有生命。
So he created Adam as a living being, and he has life.
当时神叫亚当的时候，在亚当里面，神叫一个生命，是叫亚当人活，那个就是我们所说旧教的。
So we know that that is the old creation, that that Adam was created as a living being.
所以那个生命被已经被罪污染了, 所以说那个生命是会死的。
So that life has been contaminated with sin, so that life will die.
但是今天我们相信主, 重生的时候, 那个重生的生命, 那个不是叫出来的。
But that, the life we have, that born again life, is not created.
也那个就在神里面是生出来的。
It was born from God.
因为他说，耶稣说我是复活，我是生命，他就是生命。
Because the Lord Jesus says that He is the resurrection, He is the life.
我们今天在信耶稣都得着生命，是从神从在我们里面生出来的，不是叫出来的。
So our new life is something that comes from God. It's not something created.
但是。 我们也知道，当神叫亚当的时候，神叫人的时候，是根据他的形象叫的。We
know that when God created man, He created him in His own image.
所以我们神有自由意志，他可以自己有选择。所以他亚当叫第一个人的时候，他也有自由意志、自由意志，他也可以选择。So
we know that God has free choice, and when He created Adam, Adam also had free choice.
他可以有的东西，他可以接受。
And so certain things he can receive, certain things he can reject. We know that the first man God created in Adam, he has emotions. We say God is love. So he created that image of that he is love inside of Adam. But that is the emotional feeling that God put into Adam. Certain things he likes, certain things he dislikes.
我们知道，当我们的神把所有被造的动物所有带到他跟前的时候。
We know when God brought all the animals before Adam, He gave them all different names.
但是他后面就加了一句，他说，几次没有找到配偶。
There was something added that He did not find His companion.
配偶，那就是说，在他感觉里面，他选择配偶。 这一些都不够资格，他不喜欢这一些都配偶。
So in his feeling, in his emotions, he felt none of these could be called his companion.
他要选择配偶，他不会选择这一些的。So
he would not choose them as his companion.
当我们知道，当把神把教化教出来放在他面前的时候，他知道。
But when God brought Eve before Adam, he knew that this is my companion.
他里面有感觉的,
so there's emotions in him.
他非常喜欢的,
that this is what he desires.
因为他在里面有他的爱, 有他所喜欢的,
because there is love in him, and so he desires.
所以他一看见, 我想他那马上脱口而出就说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
So once he sees her, he immediately says, this is the bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh.
当那时候神叫亚当的时候，他亚当已经就有了。
So this is what Adam had when God created him.
但是我们知道他人在里面啊，这个爱也被罪污染了。
But we know even the love that's in man,was contaminated by sin.
所以说人的爱是非常的自私的。
So man's love is very selfish.
人的爱是有目的的。
And so man's love has a plan.
我们从罗马书第五章里面我们可以看见。
So from Romans 5 we can see.
他就讲到罗马书第五章第七节说，为一人死是小有的，为人人死或者有感觉的。
So from Romans 5 verse 7, for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die.
这里就讲到人的爱。
So this talks about man's love.
人的爱就是虽然是很小，是小有的，虽然小之又小。
But so even though man's love is so scarce,
他说他们只能为义人，为人人，也就是说为好人人。为你所喜欢的人。
So for a righteous man, for someone that you like,
就是为你所喜欢，你觉得这个好人或者对你有恩的人，你为着感恩的心，你可以为他你付出你的爱。
That,
这是小有的。
That for a good man, for someone that you like, you respect, you would, but it's scarce that you would dare to die for him.
但是第八节就讲到神的爱远远超过这一切的。
Verse 8 says God's love surpasses this greatly.
在这里给了我们一个比较。
So this gives us a contrast.
所以说这个唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就再次向我们显明了。
But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners,Christ died for us.
所以这里讲到我们罪人的时候，神还是爱我们。
So it says that while we were still sinners, God loves us.
所以第十节里面要更讲到，因为我们做仇敌的时候，那时候就是这第十节告诉我们，我们是神的仇敌。
In verse 10 it says while we were enemies, because you know, we are enemies of God.
但是神却爱我们，为我们死。
But God loves us, and He was willing to die for us.
这从这里我们看见神的爱是远远超过人的爱。
So here we see that God's love far surpasses man's love.
我们知道，如果你是一个罪人，罪人，我们知道罪人，神是不会接纳罪人的。
So we know that as sinners, God will not receive sinners.
不是，神是不会接纳罪人。他爱罪人，但是神不会接纳罪人。
So God does not receive sin. He does not, but he will receive sinners.
我们知道罪在神的眼光里面是非常讨厌的。
We know that God, sin is a stain in God's eyes.
我们不知道，我想我们弟兄姐妹，我们都有一些讨厌的人吧。
So brothers, sisters, there are people in our lives that we dislike.
因为我们都是罪人，有的人，有的弟兄，他的个性，他的性格，他的各方面，实在叫人很讨厌的。
So there are certain aspects to the people that somehow we make them dislike them.
如果你碰见这样讨厌的人，你会跟他做朋友吗？你会爱他吗？
So with such people, would you be friends with them?
我想你永远都离开，不要去找他。
So I would think that you would stay far away from them.
更何况说他是你的仇人。
So in other words, he is your enemy.
如果仇人就是跟你作对的，是占你的便宜的，或者是跟你一起做生意的时候，怎么给让你得到亏损的
？So your enemy is someone that would make you pay so that if you do business with them, he will trick you.
我知道，如果是你的仇人，就是你的利息会被他受损害的。
So an enemy is somebody that you will fall short on your benefits.
当你的利息被受损害的时候，你什么感觉？
But what happens when your benefits are cut down?
你肯定会气死的。
You certainly will become mad.
但是我们这样的，我们人是不会爱的。
But in this way, our man cannot love this way.
但是我们的神在这里告诉我们，神就我们是这样的神，是还爱我们，为我们死。
But here it says that God is such a God that He would be willing to die for such sinners.
这是神的爱。
And this is God's love.
所以在约翰福音，在这约翰一书第四章里面。讲到弟兄彼此相爱，就是要用神的爱来爱。
So from 1 John chapter 4, it says that brothers loving one another, we must use the love of God.
原本我们没有神的爱，我们只有人的爱。
But we don't have God's love. We only have man's love.
我们人的爱，我们都是有自私的，有目的的。如果你把我的利益损害了，我想我们去爱人是很难的。
So man's love is always selfish. If we use it's not possible for us to love with man's love.
但是当神救我们，我们相信神的时候，神重生了我们的时候。
But when we trust in God and God gives us a new life,
神那个爱，他那个舍己的大爱，也生在我们里面。
His great love and His love that denies Himself. Is also in us.
所以今天在我们里面，我们神儿女有这个神给我们大爱那个爱。
So in brothers and sisters, in the God's children's heart, we have that great love of God.
所以说在约翰一书第四章第七节，他告诉我们，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。
So from 1 John chapter 4 verse 7, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God.
这里一开始就告诉我们，我们弟兄应该有彼此相爱。这是怎么样的爱呢？因为我们有这个爱，这个爱是从神来的。
So right off the bat, he's telling us that we ought to love one another because and that love comes from God.
所以第八节告诉我们，没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
And verse 8 says, He who does not love does not know God, for God is love.
所以接下来就讲到十字架，因为第九节就说，神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了。第十节，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱。
In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. In this is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins.
所以在这里我们看见，讲到神的爱，马上就讲到十字架，是讲到神怎么样用他的爱来爱我们。
So when we speak of God's love, immediately we talk about the cross and how God loved us through the cross.
所以在刚才读的三章十六节里面，他说，主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱。
And 1 John 3:16 says, By this we know love, because He laid down His life for us.
就是我们怎么知道神的爱呢？
How do we know God's love?
我们看见神怎么样为我们舍命。
We see how God laid down His life for us.
但看见神为怎么样为我们舍命的里面，他说我们知道什么是爱。
So from His laying down His life for us, we know what is love.
今天我们知道不知道就知道不知道什么叫做神的爱。
Today, do we know what is God's love?
但是我们从这里说，他说神叫我们舍命，我们就知道什么是爱。
But it says, from the way God laid down His life for us, that we know what is love.
我们知道爱不是要求。
So we know that love is not a demand.
爱是舍己的。
Love is self-denying.
下面马上接下来是第十六节说，我们也当为弟兄舍命。
And then at the latter part of verse 16, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren.
这个就是爱。
This is love.
你要为他舍命。
You have to lay down your life.
在哥林多前书十三章里面讲到爱的时候。
In 1 Corinthians 13, when it talks about love,
他说不求自己的益处。
That you do not look for your own benefits.
那爱不求自己的益处， 求谁的益处啊
？So if you don't look for your own benefits, whose benefit do you look for?
那就是求你说对方了，就是求他的益处了。
You're looking for the other's benefit.
你爱谁，你就是求他的益处。
So whoever you love, you would seek for his benefit.
爱是缓是包容，缓是忍耐。
So love is patience and you have perseverance.
这是哥林多前书十三章里讲的爱的真谛里面告诉我们。
This is the truth about love in 1 Corinthians 13.
我们要看见我们的神，他看知道我们人是死在罪恶过患里面。
So God sees man as those who are dead in sin and trespasses.
我们是要救恩，我们是要拯救。
We need salvation and we need to be saved.
他是为着求我们的益处。主耶稣上十字架，他是看见我们的需要，看见什么对我们有益处。
So God going on to the cross because he sees what is beneficial for us.
他为了我们得的益处，他自己就死在十字架上，为我们死了。
So that we may receive that benefit, he died on the cross.
这就是神的爱。
And this is God's love.
所以在这里我们看见神叫我们彼此相爱，我们是要遵从的。
So this is, we see God wants us to love one another. It's something we ought to obey.
因为我们也在看二十节，就是我们所读的，四章二十节后面说，冷若说我爱神，就恨他的弟兄，就是说谎了。不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。
First John chapter 4 verse 20. If someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he's a liar. But he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen?
这里说我们不能恨弟兄的。
So it says here that we cannot hate our brother.
但是这里接下来马上告诉我们，我们要爱弟兄的。
And it asks us to love our brother.
如果你不爱弟兄，你就是不爱神。
If you don't love your brother, you do not love God.
21节就告诉我们，爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。
Verse 21, and this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also.
他说这个比弟兄彼此相爱是神的命令。
But that brothers loving one another is God's command.
是命令是有权柄的。
So the command, there is authority.
命令是我们必须遵行的。
So the command is something we must follow.
命令是我们必须去做的。
And the command is that something we must do.
所以不管就是在地上，我们是在军队里面，他们的军官长官下达的命令，就是下面是无条件服从的。
So we know in the military, if there is a command from an officer, they must follow.
我们的神他是独一的神，他的权柄，他创造万有的，他的权柄是何等的大，他是荣耀的。
Our God, he is the creator God, and he has glory, and he has authority.
但是他的命令我们必须顺服，我们只有一个顺服，遵行遵走。
So he gives us a command that we must follow.
但是这是神的命令，叫我们能够在神的大爱里面彼此相爱。
So God's command is that in his great love that we love one another.
所以说我们就看见刚才我们所读的三章十六节，下面十七节就讲了上面讲了爱弟兄为大约十几条，十七节说凡有世上财物的看见弟兄穷乏，就塞住怜悯的心，爱神的心怎能存在他的里面呢？
First John 3:17. But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him?
但是这里就讲到，如果你财物的，就是如果你有的，看见弟兄姐妹有需要，你就要给。
So he says, if you have the world's goods and you see your brother in need, then you should.Provide.
如果你塞住怜悯的心，意思就是说弟兄姐妹有需要你不给了。
If you shut up your heart from him, that means brothers have need, but you don't provide.
那就是说你就不爱神了，爱神的心就不在你里面了。
Then you don't love God, and the love of God is not in you.
我们知道圣经有一句话，施比受更有福。
So the Bible has a Bible has a saying that to give is more blessed to give than to receive.
因为它是世上的财物里面，就是你有啊。
Because you have the world's goods.
这是神已经给你的。
God has already given this to you.
但是我们知道，因为是。明天讲的，如果我们要来承受神的恩典，承受神的祝福感，我们的器皿啊，承受这个器皿下面要挖一个洞。
So if we are like a vessel which receives God's blessings, this vessel ought to have a hole drilled.
Yeah, 就是说，如果下面有一个洞，神的祝福从上面大下来，我们底下就流走了。
And so, if there is a hole drilled in the bottom.Then God's blessings pour down and it would flow to others. If there is no hole in the vessel, and then if the blessings are poured in, then it would to reach to a point and it would be
filled.
So God gave you this vessel, and if the blessings are poured down and it's filled,then you cannot receive anymore.
神的话告诉我们，他的祝福是上尖下流的，就是说神祝福倒下来，你从底下流走，他们神在上面的祝福是不停的下。
And so God promises that his blessings are poured down, and so he would continuously pour down the blessings.
所以我们有的，我们多的就要流出去。
So if we have more, it ought to flow to others.
所以在这里这个供给缺乏的需要的时候，就显出神我们今天的彼此相爱。
And so when you provide for a brother in need, then it shows that you love one another.
所以说十八节说，小子们呐、啊，我们相爱，不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
Verse 18, my little children, let us not love in word or in tongue.But in deed and in truth. So we only just speak on our tongue that we love one another. It's easy for us to say things like, I love you and we love one another.
所以说十八节是轻轻就告诉我们，我们不是在舌头上，而是在行为上，我们会看见的。
So in verse 18, it says, we don't just love in word or tongue, but in deed and in truth.
它说行为和诚实上。
But it says, in deed and in truth.
所以说如果我们神的爱在我们里面充满的时候，我们就会看见果子的。
So when God's love fills us, we will see the fruits.
我们怎么看见我们这个人有爱？
How can we see that there's love in us?
也就是在我们行为和诚实上。
It is in the deed and in truth.
所以当弟兄姊妹缺乏需要的时候，就把神的爱彰显出来。
So when there is a brethren in need, you can reveal God's love.
我记得，特别在疫情的时候。
I remember during the pandemic.
应该2021年那个时候，就是说有的弟兄姊妹。就是说怕不敢出去。
Around 2021, many brothers and sisters were afraid to go out.
但有的弟兄，他看见弟兄有需要，他就在外面跑，到处送东西。
And so there is a brother who sees other brothers in need, and so he was out there delivering goods.
我也常常看见有好多弟兄姊妹，有的人被感染的时候，你们知道那时候感染的时候也没有口味的什么，很多东西吃不下，最喜欢的就是喝汤。
We know that when you were infected, your tastes were affected, so you didn't have appetite, and the only thing you could take was soup.
我就看见，我这一听见这个弟兄家里被感染了，有没有为他祷告？接下来马上才看见，就有弟兄姐妹把他送到他家去。
And so when we hear of a brother who was infected, we pray for him, and we also hear brothers delivering soup to him.
所以说啊，弟兄姐妹在彼此相爱里面，他熬的汤啊，有一个味道，那个味道 圣灵有再多的钱在外面都买不到的，都抢不到的。
So the soup that was prepared, had a flavor which you can never gain, you can never buy elsewhere.
当我被赶满的时候，我看见一打开门，我看见弟兄姐妹送来汤的时候。
So when I open my doors and I see brothers and sisters bringing the soup.
虽然我的鼻子也是一样，可能我的嘴巴也是我的腿也都一样，但是我在心里面就闻到弟兄姊妹爱的那个味道。
But when my tongues and my mouth cannot quite taste the flavor of the soup, my heart hears the flavor of the soup.
虽然是在这个汤里面，我们就闻到弟兄姊妹爱的那个味道，我们就尝到弟兄姊妹爱的味道。
So in my heart, and we taste of that flavor of love, in the soup.
这个味道你在外面买再多的钱是买不到的。
So this flavor you cannot buy even with money.
我们知道今天我们吃餐的餐馆里面有的汤，他说昨天就开始熬了，有的汤就是熬了12个小时的，但是他这个几十块钱。
So some restaurants would say they marinate or whatever, prepare the soup from the night before, but they would never have that flavor of love in brothers' soup.
因为他就在见证弟兄姊妹彼此相爱，他这里说有缺乏的，他是要缺乏的，我们就要有的，你就要给。
So it says that there are brothers who are in need. So if you have the world's goods.You ought to provide.
我们就在这个时代里面，在行为上，我们彼此供给的时候，有缺乏的，他也得了满足。
So indeed and in truth, you provide. So when they're in need, they are being provided.
那你有多了，你就在神里面给出去，神会纪念的。
So if you have the portion, in the Lord, you provide, and God will remember.
我们知道我们在主里面我们给出去了不是没的。
We know that in the Lord, when you give, it is not something that's gone.
我们知道这是神在天上给我们开了一个银行的。
We know that God has opened up a bank for us in heaven.
当你的爱心把你的东西给出去的时候，也就是说你的财务就存在天上的银行了。
When you, in love,you provide your goods, that means that you have invested into your bank in heaven.
你为着神付出的，为着神给出去的，那一天你见主的时候，你见那里面天上的银行存了多少，你都会看见的。
So if you invest this way for God's kingdom, then one day you will see all these investments in heaven.
神的话告诉我们说，我们的钱财你不要在地上，地上有窟窿有贼，他会把你挖走了。
The Lord says that there are thieves and there are holes that you cannot invest your money on this.
你存在银行里面，你存在你在有很多钱买的一大堆的房子，你上天的时候，你到天，你见到神的时候，你来看你银行的钱，你一分都拿不走。
And so if you can buy many houses on this earth, but when you go to heaven, you don't see any of them.
所以说那时候我前几十年，因为那时候我们中国很多拆迁，整个乡村里面好多弟兄姐妹都有钱，因为拆迁的时候他们一整批就说拆迁会给的好多啊。
We know in China, in the countryside, there were many who received a lot of money because from the government when they were they're restructuring the community.
他那时候讲的时候非常的开心啊，我这里有多有些房子，有多少钱，他讲的非常的开心。
And so those people were very happy because government took their buildings away but gave them a lot of money.
但是我当时我就有个感觉。
But I had something in my heart.
如果我们不在神里面，不为神活着，我们活在地上。
If we don't live for God while we live on this earth.
那你到天上的时候。
Then when you go to heaven,
你再看这些钱财，这些房子。
And when you see, you don't see the houses.
你再看，就是在天上再看这些房子，再看你在地上存钱银行里面的钱的时候。
So from heaven, you look down and look at the houses and whatever investments you made.
现在地上看的多开心，那一天在天上看的就多伤心。
And how joyful you feel on this earth while you're in Vestis, you will feel so woeful and awful when you're in heaven.
那其实就是我看到这个，我有这个房子，我有多少啊，我有多少钱，很开心。你在天上看的时候也很伤心的。
And so when you look at your houses on this earth, you feel really joyful. But when you head to heaven, and you look down, you will be very sad.
所以神在天上，是为我们的神，天上他为我们这是神的儿女特别开的一个银行，所以我们要存到他那个银行里面去。So
God has opened up a bank for all His children in heaven, and He wants us to invest money into that bank.
当你为着神，为了爱心的时候，你供给弟兄姐妹需要的时候，因为你在爱里面付出去，神会纪念的，会把你一笔一笔都记下来的。
So when you love your brothers and sisters with God's love, God accounts for every deed.
就是今天神叫我们，我们要彼此相爱。
So God teaches us to love one another.
所以我们在实际上，我们怎么样弟兄能够彼此相爱呢？
So in practical ways, how can we love one another?
因为这里在刚才我们所读的爱是。
We read that love is not hating your brother.
我们在哥林多十三章里面讲的爱，就是说不计较人的恶。
In 1 Corinthians 13, it says love does not think its own. It thinks no evil.
就是我们知道，我们弟兄姐妹彼此相处的时候，我们都有难处。
We know that when we are with brothers and sisters, we have our own difficulties.
我们会有摩擦的。
We will have friction.
我们就会有问题存在的。
And there are problems that exist.
但这些发生的时候，我们怎么处理，怎么面对呢？
But when these things happen, how do we face them?
就是说，我们不计算人的恶。
So we do not think of evil.
第七节告诉我们，凡事包容。
Verse 7, it says, bears all things.
凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
就是说我们要包容，我们要忍耐的。
So it means we have to bear, we have to endure. When a brother wrongs you, how do you bear it? So in order to bear, we have to forgive. Matthew 18 says, you have to forgive your brother from your heart. If you don't forgive from your heart, you will be in a very, very tiring position.
如果我们包容了以后，我们不跟人家计较。但是如果你这个不从心里饶恕，但这个东西一直在那里扒着you。
So if you don't forgive your brother from your heart, this thing will continue to bother you.
但是如果你不从心里把他这个饶恕掉的话，因为他对你的，你看他不顺眼的。 它是一点一点一点把积蓄积那里，你总有一天你会爆炸。
So if you don't forgive your brother from your heart, then that unforgiveness will slowly accumulate in your heart until one day it explodes.
所以如果我们要包容弟兄，我们必须从心里面饶恕。
So in order to bear our brothers and sisters, we have to forgive from our heart.
所以在马太福音18章神的话告诉我们，你要从心里饶恕你的弟兄。如果你不饶恕，神说我也不饶恕你。So
from Matthew 18, God says you have to forgive your brothers from your heart, because if you don't, I will not forgive you.
如果神不饶恕我们的罪给我们算的时候，我们是担不起的。If
God does not forgive our sins, we cannot bear it.
如果叫我们自己为我们的罪
So if you have to pay a price for your sins, no one can pay it.
所以说，这里说我们要彼此饶恕。
So it says to forgive one another.
弟兄姐妹彼此拉住，我们就能够彼此相爱。
So brothers and sisters, if you can, if you can forgive one another, then we can love one another.
我记得很久以前就是有一个姐妹，她就告诉我。
I remember a long time ago, a sister told me.
她说我有一年多了，我没有薄饼。
She says, for over a year, I have not broken bread.
因为在我们的教导就是说，如果你有罪，你恨别人的，你罪没有对付，你还恨别人的，你就不能别不能薄饼。
Because we had the teaching that if you have sinned against others, and while you still have that sin, you should not take the bread.
因为这哥林多十一章里面告诉我们要省掐，我们要分辨，这是主的身体。我们要审查我们自己有没有罪。
So we have to examine ourselves to see if we are in sin.
但我问他为什么什么原因，他就是说他的媳妇啊，他说那时候跟他吵架说了一句话，他说他是我的媳妇，他怎么可以这样对我呢？我叫他，我忘记了他跟我讲，他就说了一句话，他不能接受了。他说你的媳妇是我的媳妇，你怎么可以这样骂我说我的？他接受不了，就是感到生气，不理他。
So there was she had a daughter-in-law who said something very inappropriate to her. So she felt, how can my daughter-in-law say such things? So she harbored hatred.
所以以后几乎因为她几乎毕竟是晚辈了，后来有事情的时候就叫她的时候，她理都不理。
So when her daughter-in-law came to her, she did not recognize her.
因为他这个放在心里面，这个放在一年多将近两年了是不管不平，就是这个一直放在心上，这个结过不去。
So she harbored those feelings for over a year, because of this.
我就告诉他，你为什么不赦免人的罪呢？
So I said, why don't you forgive?
我就告诉他，就是说你要知道，我们在神的学，因为他已经跟你讲了，你在神的宝学里面。你不老恕人的罪，你知道这个罪是什么罪啊？
I said to her, under God's precious blood, if you don't forgive others of their sins,
我们犯了这么大的罪，在神的宝血里面，我们的父说，在神耶稣的宝血底下，罪都赦免了。
We have committed such sins, and yet God says that under His Son's precious blood, your sins are forgiven.
但是他这个姐妹，这弟兄姐妹跟你认罪的时候，他跟你说的时候，你说我不赦免你的罪，你敢在因为在耶稣的宝血之下，你说耶稣的宝血没有价。
And when others, when they confess their sins to you, but you do not forgive them, under this, the precious blood.
你呀，这个罪是比你一辈子犯的罪都大，这个是大罪。
And this is a tremendous, this is a great sin than many other sins.
所以神的话就告诉我们在马太福音里面，你不从心里饶恕别人，我也不饶恕你。
So Matthew 18, God says, if you don't forgive others from your heart, I will not forgive you.
因为弟兄姐妹在神的宝血底下，我们彼此饶恕。
So under God's precious blood, we forgive one another.
所以在前一段时间里面，我又听了一个弟兄姐妹吵架。
So more recently, I heard brothers sisters arguing.
这个两个月之前嘛。
About 2 months ago.
所以后来弟兄姐妹开始做和睦的工作，开始这两个姐妹就是很好的。后来因为某些事情发生，我们就不是讲，好像他们就产生了矛盾，又吵得很厉害。
So there were two sisters. They had conflicts and they were well for a while, but they still had conflict. Work of reconciliation.
后来在弟兄姐妹劝导下，有一个姐妹就顺服了。她说：“我的错，求你老恕，你赦免我的罪。”就跟她认罪。她按照你所说的，就是我承认我的错。你赦免我的罪。
So one sister was willing to confess her sins and ask for forgiveness.
但是她怎么说啊？
And what did the other person say?
她就跟她回的话，她就说，如果你的那个吐沫吐出去到地上了，你能够收回来吧？
But the other person says, the spit that you spit on the ground, can you take your spit back?
他说如果你就就这冷漠你冷到收回来我就原谅你。
If you can take back the spit that you spit on the ground, then I will forgive you.
如果你不能把吐出去收回来我就不原谅你。
If you cannot take back the spit that you spit on the ground, I cannot forgive you.
实际上需要神的光照你知道你不原谅人这个是怎么做呀、
So we need God's enlightening. When you don't forgive others, what kind of a sin that is?
所以在这里我们就看见我们刚才所读的这个三章约翰一书三章十六节。
So from 1 John chapter 3 verse 16.
主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱。
By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us.
如果我们真的知道什么神为我们舍命，怎么为我们的罪死在十字架上，你敢说你这样的话？你敢说我也不饶恕你？
If we truly know how God laid down his life and gave his life on the cross for us.Then, do you dare to say, I don't forgive you?
所以如果你真的知道在十字架上舍命你这个大爱的时候
So, when you truly know God's great love of him dying on the cross,
我们从主在上的十字架在那里认识神的爱认识他为我们舍命的爱我们就知道我们怎么样为了主活出彼此相爱
So, if we truly know God's great love by laying on the cross, then we would know how to love one another.
我想他能够像他说这样的话呢，他不认识，不知道什么叫做神为我们舍命的爱。
I think because she does not understand God's great love, so she cannot forgive.
如果我们真的知道什么是神为我们舍命的爱。我们就可以彼此饶恕，我们就没有，我们就可以彼此相爱。
If we can truly know God laying down His life for us, and we would know how to forgive one another and love one another.
因为我们在这里也看见，在中间里面他说，从爱，我们在爱里面就没有惧怕，因为他十八节里面刚才第四章十八节。爱已没有惧怕，爱既完成，就把惧怕除去。我们可以从那个第十七节吧，别看。
First John chapter 4 verse 17 and 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear.
第十节是说，这样爱在我们里面得以完成，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，因为他如何，我们在这世上也如何。这里讲到我们见主的时候，那个见主的时候，因为我们能够爱，有主的爱里面，我们就可以坦然无惧的见主。
So in verse 17, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment.Because as he is, so are we in this world. So this says, when we face the Lord, we will have boldness, because love has been perfected in us.
在审判的日子，我们知道这是将来的。我们神的儿女都要到基督台前，我们都要见主的。
So we all will be facing the judgment. We will see the Lord.
那一天我们见主的时候，我们是不是坦然无惧
？So when we see the Lord, that day, are you bold?
这个前面就说，如果我们在爱里面，我们就可以坦然无惧。
So this says that if you are in love, you will have boldness.
下面说，因为他如何，我们在这世上也如何。世上就是我们今天。
And it says, because as he is, so are we in this world, which is our today.
就是说，当时我们的主耶稣他在世上的时候，他怎么活，他怎么过，他怎么做，他的儿子怎么为我们舍己，这是他我们主耶稣如何。在下面说，我们在这世上。我们在这是今天，我们在这个世上，我们也如何？我们也要效法他。
So this says, because as he is, that means how he, when he was on this earth, how he laid down his life for us. So are we in this world today, we can also lay down our lives for others.
因为如果我们在爱里面，我们就没有惧怕。
Because there is no fear in love.
我也知道有的老姐妹呀，我认识的像我外婆的那一代，有好多老姐妹，她不认识，她不没有读书，你的书给她看不会看，但是她会读圣经。
Oh, so where I know in some old sisters, in my grandparents' generation, they cannot read, but however, they can read the Bible.
像这样的姐妹，我认识好多了。
So they're illiterate, and I know many of these such sisters.
你把圣经以外的字，不管你报纸，不管小学生的字，哪个书本给他读，他是读不来，他不知道。
They're illiterate. I'm sorry. And so if you bring them a newspaper or books, they cannot read.
但是你把圣经打开，他就会读给你听。
But if you open up the Bible, they can read it for you.
但是因为他有很多，他们每一天啊，来到主的面前，他的祷告是什么呢？
And so every day when they come before the Lord, what is their prayer?
有的弟兄姐妹说，他就来审查，就是说，我今天有没有亏欠弟兄姐妹？我今天有没有得罪弟兄姐妹？他知道，如果我得罪弟兄姐妹，我亏欠了弟兄姐妹，我就是得罪神的。
So they would, when they come before God in prayer, they examine themselves and ask, if I have fallen short,Have I sinned against brothers and sisters?
所以弟兄姐妹的需要，我们有帮助他，我们有爱心，我们有摆上。他知道，如果我对他这些需要，我没有对他爱心不够，我就不爱神。
And so when she examines herself, there's a brother in need. Have I provided for that need? If I haven't, then I would have failed God.
所以说，那个他每天回来的时候审查自己有没有得罪，有没有什么。如果有亏欠，他第二天那时那个年代是没有电话，就第二天他马上就跟某某讲啊，昨天我怎么样，对不起啊，你原谅我，他马上就对付。
So she would examine herself to see if there are brothers in need that she has not provided for, and she would immediately call and she would deal with it immediately.To confess her sins from.
就是说，他跟主，他感觉就是说，我没有罪，我爱主，主也爱我。他跟主在同在里面，他任何事情发生他都不怕。
And so, she loves the Lord, and there's God's presence, in her life, and whatever happens, she's not afraid.
天塌下来，不管发生任何事，你跟他讲什么事情，什么事情呀、啊？他根本不担心，他不怕。
So whatever happens, she's not afraid. Even if the sky falls, she is not afraid.
他在里面，他只有一个把握，就是神和我同在，神爱我，这个事情神会为我分担，我怕什么？
And so, she has the confidence, that she has the boldness that God.Looks out for her and protects her, so she is not worried.
就是上面我们刚才读的那上面就是说，如果你爱神呢，就是住在神里面，就是说，如果你爱神，你神就跟你同在。
So this is what we read, that if you love God, then you abide in Him, and His presence is with you.
所以这就是他的生命，这就是他的生活。
So this is her life.
Yeah.他的追求他就是这样，所以说你在他身上就看见他那个诚实的果子。
So you in her life you see her fruits.
我们知道你今天我们每一个人都是吃的病来。
We know that each one of us, we simply eat and we somehow we become ill.
我们知道在那个60年代70年代很多家庭你是没饭吃的。
You know, in the 60s and 70s, many families had nothing to eat.
有的时候跟家里面今天有饭吃的，明天是什么还不知道，这个是常常发生的。
So often what happens is you have a meal for one day and you don't know when your next meal comes.
有好多弟兄姐妹家里面啊，今天的粮食我的米有多少，我家里有几口人，一个月的粮食里面算一下，哦，你们每一个人一天只有三粮。
So some would have this much rice, and they have to portion it so that there's enough for the month.
So, because
So sometimes there's so little rice that they would put in a lot of water to make the congee. So there are many who just starve because there's not enough food. But there are sisters, when you visit their home, whatever they have to eat, they would bring it out. At that time, food was so precious, and yet she would bring it out so people could eat. But she has such a heart of love to God, and so when brothers and sisters visit her,
So when I went
to China, I went to a brother sister's home.
他家里面就是说那时候因为乡下人也没去买了，你们有时候天天要吃的外面去买买不到了。但是他要请我吃，他说好，你在这里我买什么了，我就把一个鸭杀了给你吃。因为乡下里面养鸡养鸭有啊，但是现在我没什么请你了，我就把那个养的鸭子的最大的我就把它砍了给你吃。他就是这个来请你的。So
this is in the countryside, and so she has nothing else to eat, so she killed a duck to feed me.
你要知道，我们乡下里面以前养鸡养鸭，就是说一年三个月去养的，就是过年过节的时候杀来吃的。You
know that in the countryside we used to bring up take care of a duck so that we can eat it during the festivals.
因为他就爱神爱弟兄的心，就是我们是看见，因为爱里面他就有行为的。
So we see the sister's love for the saints, and so when she has love, she has the deed. So she obeys God's command to love one another. May God feed us these words. When we can love one another on this earth, and you have brought good testimony for God.
因为圣经说，当世人看见我们彼此相爱的时候，他们就认识出我们是神的，是主的门徒。Because
the Bible says, when the world sees us loving one another, they will recognize us as the Lord's disciples.
也求神的话来激励我们，帮助我们，让我们能够彼此相爱，活在神的爱里面。
May God encourage us with His own words that we can love one another. We ask one or two brothers and sisters to have some prayer.
The commandments, that's the way.